Welcome to Align by Design. I'm Amy Elizabeth, a 5'1 splenic projector, a mother, and a partner. I'm a former teacher who has now created worldwide impact with a global brand and making multi-millions while going through massive life changes and basking in all of the polarities in only a few short years. All of this from aligning with my human design. I bring human design to you in a way you've never experienced it before. I work with the process of alignment through the unsexy work so you can tap into another level of sexy you didn't know existed yet, all while becoming the most authentic you. I desire you to own all of your powers so you can experience the flow, the ease, the integrity, the success, the freedom, the satisfaction, and most importantly, the undeniable magnetism alignment brings so you can create the impact and, of course, the income your soul desires. Let's dive in.
Hello, welcome to Align by Design. It is Amy Elizabeth. I hope everybody had a lovely Easter weekend and back for another epi. There's so much, you guys. I know I say this literally all the time, but here's the thing. Maybe I shouldn't say it all the time, but like also people don't operate in the same way. And that's why they don't have the same results. There's so much changing in my life, in my world, in my brand, in my business, in all of the best ways. And so many incredible insights and just massive, massive hits and downloads coming in. Today, I wanted to talk about the process of alignment because I was tagged in a group, Alpha Femme group, about like how a single mother, any expanders as a single mother who has achieved, you know, millions or is like six figures, seven figures. And I was tagged and I also commented and then people are like, how, tell me how. So I'm gonna go into it today. For those that don't know, I am a single mom, a mother of three little ones, and I am a former teacher. So I really created, left teaching and went all in on my business right before 2020. And 2020 was my first $1 million year. So 2019 was the year that I stepped away from teaching and leaned into this business. And 2020, I had $1 million year, created multi-millions from there, all while raising my babies. And at that point, it was 100% me. Like when I say single mom, I don't mean like 50-50 custody. I mean 100% me. And now I have like 300 days of the year, basically. So let's get into it. So first of all, what we have going on this week, I have an insanely amazing masterclass on Friday, which is called Faithfully Yours, and all about really aligning to your creative glory and what that looks like and what that means. I've been talking about briefly that I've incorporated so much more faith into my business out loud, and this has always been going on behind the scenes, but I had a huge, massive moment that really shifted the trajectory for me in my life this year within faith and God and opening up to Jesus and what is available and the courage to continue to walk my path. So there's going to be really about alignment and opening up and trusting ourselves and getting creative and being the artist, and also what it really means to hold that level of courage and to create wealth and to be a match for really pure wealth and what comes in, you know, kind of the angel, the devil, especially in this industry of how much unsexy work is really needed in order, and like the creativity of it all. Like everything I talk about inside of my business is also coming from like the purest, most authentic place, and that's how I was designed. This is who I am, you know, and authentically, and how often we shift that in order to be censored in a certain way or to be seen or understood in a certain way or not to rule out certain people. So this is really just like cracking open a whole new level. So I can't wait to see you guys there. It is Friday, free. And we also have Fifth Line Mastermind. Fifth Line, you guys are loving this launch. I'm obsessed. I'm like every single, like sometimes I hold back the good stuff for like, you know, the price goes up and yada, yada, yada. Like there's like unleashing of like unlimited amount of like the good stuff. It just keeps coming. So hop in, you guys. We do start the third week of April, and it is for Fifth Line's leadership, turning projections into profit, and really being the chosen ones. All right. Let's get into today. So the process of alignment is every everything must actually be aligned. And that means in the same straight up and down, right? When we have something off to the left or we have something off to the right, we're really out of alignment. And it's very hard for us to recognize that. And we want to go into a logical understanding of why something's not working or why we're not getting the results. Now, going into like the how, this is going to be the most annoying episode for you guys, but this is really the truth. When people were asking in that group, like, how did you do it? How did you do it? How did you do it? Like, how did you structure your programs? How did you... When I was in it, those weren't questions for me. And I know after working with so many incredibly powerful leaders and who have gone from nothing, or again, like very conditioned spaces or corporate, and unleashed themselves to the world and really became a match for high level people in their lives, change and money, they didn't ask those questions. They became someone. And in order for me to go from school teacher and married to single mom and multimillionaire and authority and brand recognition and worldwide working with people all over the world, people paying me really high ticket, like 80K, like here you go, 20K, here you go, 40K, here you go. Like that isn't a strategic building of a business. That's not like, here's how we do it, and here's exactly how you're going to structure your day. It's personal power and it's alignment and holding alignment no matter what. And this actually brings tears to my eyes because this is what people are missing. This is why people are not skyrocketing, specifically in the last year. You're giving away your power to logic. You're giving away your gifts to an answer, to a how. And in human design, it's all about you. It's all about authenticity. And this is why I don't answer those questions, because I don't want you to go replicate something that actually is misaligned for you. And that's not how I did it. Yes, I had a low end and mid end and high end and raise my prices and continue. Like, yes, I did all that in group programs and masterminds and one-to-one. Everybody's doing that. That's the business structure. That's literally the online business structure, okay? So how I did it was become a person of integrity, of alignment, of standards, and of belief and confidence. I literally had to lean into a personal power that I haven't met anywhere else besides anyone that has mentored me. I've had to lean into perspective and mindset and ability to see something so much bigger than what was in my life. So much bigger than what was in my reality, so much bigger than what was being shown to me in my logical mind. I had to ask different questions, and so I did. I had to do things that other people were unwilling to ever do. I had to hold a confidence and understand my design as a 5-1 splenic projector and trust it. I had to deepen into faith bigger than logic. I had to hold a vision so much bigger than what I could actually paint and be available for that. I had to create art. There's so many people right now that are really getting swept up and losing their way and potential and magnetism to the shoving away of art. Like your emotions, what you go through, like that's all your resume and how you handle it, how you move through it, what you understand of it, what you take from it. That's building your resume here. Your ability, your emotional intelligence, your personal power, your magnetism, your trust within self, your understanding of self, your human design, like this is where we thrive. And everybody also has a different desire in life and creating and how they want to create it. I had a big desire to be a hands-on full-time mom. Like I could have stayed in teaching if I wanted 40 hours a week and limited availability with my children and high amounts of stress. Like I didn't want that. Other people do. Like other people have nothing else. Other people don't have kids. There's other people that have mentored me. They don't have children. They don't, you know, like they had a lot of free time. They don't have close circles of friends or family that they spend time with. Like it's like work, 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 which is perfect. Like that's not wrong. But everybody has to understand their own desires and own ability to tap into that and then bring that to life. Everything I do and have done has been from my alignment. My ability to create millions of dollars has been from my alignment. And you can go search for every single logical answer and your how and how do you structure and what do you do, and it's not going to work. When you begin to hire based upon desirability and based upon power of who and what can hold you in your vision and activate you, I needed to be activated in order for all of this to come out. I also had to, as a 5-1, really understand my alignment and what that looked like and what that meant, and held my ability to communicate that and articulate that and teach that and lead that, and also walk my walk and talk my talk. So when you look at questioning a business of how to grow it, unless you're growing like digital product, if you're creating a digital product, different story. Go do the how-to, go take the this. If you are building a personal brand based upon teaching and activating and moving people, you better be able to move yourself. You better have a story, an ability, a drive, a grit, a process that moves people. It's not about, oh my gosh, you guys, could you literally imagine? I'm telling this right now and I'm answering a question and I literally gave the most logical answer. Here's how I did it. Well, during nap time for my children, I actually built out a 5-step funnel, and I did an ad that then brought in people to my funnel, and I think we got 5 people in, and then from there I targeted those people. You would be like, okay, cool. Like, not what I, nothing. You wouldn't keep listening. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about who is going to hire you and pay you for your gifts. Do you see them? Can you see them in yourself? Can you bring them to life? Can you own it? Can you hold it? Because you owning it requires you holding it. And everything that comes along with that, because there's another world of what comes along with that. That's why people hire one-to-one mentors. Because unless you're in it, you don't get it. And right now, the people that are asking the questions, it's not that they're lacking anything, but they don't get that they need alignment and they need authenticity and they need to be building and writing their stories from really big, brave, courageous places. And this doesn't mean that anything has to be crazy in your life. It means, can you see your gifts? Can you see your gifts and can you bring your gifts to the forefront? Can you own your gifts? If you can't, people don't pay you inside of this industry. If you can't, you do not touch people and move people to go make a movement, to go change, to go develop, to go dive into more power. Personal power is the baseline of alignment. We will only align as far as we can extend our personal power and belief within ourselves and drive and vision and quench our thirst and have a hunger for more. And that doesn't mean more stuff. That means deeper evolution, more connection with your soul, more connection with your spirit, more connection with your heart, deeper impact. Like, my work this year is about like really deep impact. I can teach you how to go make 10K and you can be burnt out, or I can really teach you how to get to 500K months, 300K months, 100K months from a really deep impact. And that does not come with a how-to. That comes like, open up your heart and soul. Let's go. Let's do the unsexy work. Let's process this. Let's understand this. Let's remember who you are. And some of you don't even remember. You don't know yet. I didn't really know at the beginning. Like, I really had to discover and I had to open up and I had to crack open and I had to be willing to like walk with that. I had to say no to things that old me would do, and I had to lean into new me, the vision of me, and build the vision of me and continue to do those things. Continue to make those moves. I didn't have money, you guys. I was literally on a maternity leave with my second child on a teacher's income, and like actually less than a teacher's income. So I was on maternity leave, which means you get whatever percent of your income. It's like nothing. Like I didn't. Like, people can sit here and look at that and be like, you're a con artist. I literally got a DM the other day being like, you're a con artist. Okay. All right. Unwilling to do the work. Like, let's do the work. Let's sit down. You want to assume something? Let's sit. Let's sit and talk. Let's chat. Ask me questions. I'll ask you questions. This industry is coming back to heart and soul and deep movement. The unpacking, and we're dropping the logical questions. And I get how hard it is, because I remember so many times being like, but how? It's not that. It's, can we devote ourselves to alignment? Can we connect with our souls? Can we connect with our heart? Can we turn off our fears and our logic and go bigger? Go bigger than yesterday. And that means unleashing your soul. And that means letting your soul out in that bigness. It doesn't mean big pushes all the time. Like, it's a lot of big inside work. So that's my answer. And you're all going to hate it. Some of you will love it because you get it. And some of you will be like, yes, I need to hire you one-to-one. Let's go. Let's go. Take the move. Do the thing. If you've been straddling your 100K months, it's literally about unleashing this and getting out of the world of let's just repeat what everybody else is doing. It's go time to own ourselves this year. There's so many shifts and changes universally that are happening in the collective, in the world, and we need to come back to this place. I'm sending you guys love. I will see you on Friday with Faithfully Yours. And also jump into Fifth Line and DM me for one-to-one. Sending you love.
Align by Design.